clean up your whole backyard. You tend to your business. I'll
clean it up, mister. Clean it up, mister.
Well, it's a blue sky now. I tell you what, it was not when I came in this morning here.
It's a good thing I brought my sunglasses because I'm facing that window there, and it's been kind of gloomy and gray and kind of cool outside, and now the sun's peeking in, and I'm squinting as I'm looking into...
It may be t-shirt weather here by the time we get off the air.
No freezes to help us with kind of the... I kind of count on a freeze to kind of help me regulate my lantana and verbena and
kill some bugs.
And kill bugs, yeah.
Kill bugs.
We didn't have a freeze last year either, did we?
It's been really since our last hard killing freeze was 2009, 2010.
Wow.
Was the last time we had a really, I mean, when it got down into the teens. I don't believe last year. I mean, it just depends on where you live. There's always somebody out there that's lives in a very cold outlying area. But it's been a number of years since we've had a...
Romy, have we had one freeze warning this year?
Not this year.
This year,
not
we
one. Not even one.
No.
So, and I'm not going to say we're out of the weeds yet, but if you're below about 3,500 foot elevation,
yeah, about the middle of February, you know, it's kind of the last reported frost date in Arizona. I think it was like the 15th of February.
What did New Year's just yesterday? We've almost lost January already.
Yeah.
God.
It's one of those things. I love not having to go out there and cover my citrus orchard, but I also do like the colder years because it really kicks off my peach and apple orchard side.
You know, that's a good topic.
The give and take.
People are planting deciduous fruit trees right now, and... You know, it you talk about the chill hour and the cold that it retakes for certain varieties of peaches and apricots and plums and all those types of stone fruits. They have to satisfy a chill hour, a chill requirement to break a dormancy in order for that tree to produce fruit. Most trees that are sold in the Phoenix market and sold in a nursery will be wise to that, and we'll try and carry trees that only require, you know, 200 to 300 hours of chill, and an hour, a chill hour is 40 degrees. So when you pick up a bonanza peach and it says, you know, 250 chill hours, that means that we have to have over 250 hours below 40 degrees in order for that tree to produce any fruit. So mild winters like, you know, we've had so far, knock on wood, it may not be a... you know, great year for those people that are growing stone fruits.
We've got a gentleman that's emailed in and said his sisu.
Yeah.
We mentioned super cooling is always a hot topic, pre-emergent and sisus. He doesn't agree with our rock statement. He says his are giving up shoots 20 feet away. He says, don't plant this tree if you don't have lots of space.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that we don't stock the tree much more down at the nursery, and we don't recommend it. So there are some people that still like it and come in and ask for it, and we'll get them one. But yeah, it's fallen out of graces.
It's my mission in life.
Yeah.
To save the kids of Maricopa County from ever having hula ho.
I'll tell you another hula hole story, but I'll have to tell you off the air sometime. I don't know.
I mean, your dad gave those to us. It didn't even have like a pull cord to start or a start button or nothing. No spark plug.
Well, yeah, and you remember we didn't have the internet or video games, so that's what he was probably, I'm sure there was a lesson in there somewhere.
Gosh. Well, they still don't, hula hoes still don't have a spark plug.
I know. That's why I'm trying to save the youth of today from ever having to learn what a hula hoe is.
Yeah, well, I think we're okay there.
I want them geocaching. I want them hiking. I want them bird watching.
There you go.
I want them out there enjoying and loving Arizona.
Yeah, there's a lot out there to appreciate.
Yes.
There's no shortage of that in Arizona, that's for sure. Wrapping up.
Yep.
Pre-emergent, y'all have it in stock still?
Uh-huh.
Did you confirm that?
I've sent a text out. I haven't gotten back yet, so.
Last week, y'all were sold out by noon.
Right.
So you've got it restocked. Location?
2529 North Hayden Road. It's on the east-hand side of Hayden Road between Thomas and McDowell.
Harper's in Nursery. Scottsdale. You'll be open there
until 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, excellent.
5 o'clock. If you want to reach me, it's the phone number down there. It's 480-946-3481.
Jeff Harper of Harper's Nursery, the Harper Brother Trio. You're the propagator and plant grafter.
Yeah.
Jeff's...
Jay,
the other Jay, is your landscaper.
Yeah.
And so what would you call John's role?
He's the smart guy.
The smart guy?
He's a smart guy. You know, he's very artistic. He's kind of one of our lead landscape guys too. He draws and sells plans and estimates and does quite a bit of landscape work for us.
But he's usually the first guy you see at the nursery.
No, I'm the first guy you see at the nursery. I'm the only guy that's at the nursery. Jay's usually back in the office on the computer doing what smart guys do, right? Doing banking, doing whatever he's doing. So I'm the guy that you see when you walk across the patio.
And don't get scared. You're a nice guy. You're a big guy, but right. You're a nice guy.
Right.
The gentle giant at the nursery.
Jay just sent me a text. He's like going out of town. He just said, good job today. So he must not have heard that last little bit there where we were kind of putting him down a bit. But no.